Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
From Edward, throw in the Browns to the Terry trade rumor list. Yeah, I don't even know if they're like rumors. It's just what you see because Terry right now is looking for a new contract, and there's been a lot written about, you know, perhaps the two sides being apart, if not far apart. You see people, you know, coming up with, hey, I got an idea for a trade. And yeah, I mean, if you opened up every single one of these stories with the headline, Washington, could trade Terry McLaurin to the Jets, the headlines are sucking you into something that isn't a report. It's just, you know, hey, what do you think about this deal? Just like we do. I've seen Patriots, I've seen Chargers, I've seen Jets, I've seen Steelers, I've seen, did I say Pats? And now Edward says the Browns too. So what we're talking about here is that Fox Sports's, the gentleman's name is David Hellman, wrote a story yesterday with some of the veteran guys that are looking for contracts. Look, we do know that Miami's Jalen Ramsey is legitimately on the trade market. They haven't moved him yet. Interesting. Trey Hendrickson's name has been obviously in the news going back to before the draft. He threw in Jonnu Smith, the tight end in Miami, Terry McLaurin, TJ Watt. These were the names, and he finishes with a bang. Terry McLaurin gets dealt to the Raiders, and TJ Watt gets dealt to Washington. But he says he doesn't think any of these things will happen, nor do I. But that's not going to stop us from these hypothetical conversations. So, you would certainly have to give up more for J.J. Watt than you would for Terry McLaurin. So, if Washington actually traded Terry McLaurin away to the Raiders and got back, say, I don't know, a second-round pick, something like that for Terry, it's not going to be a first-round pick. You're not getting a first-round pick back for Terry McLaurin entering his age 30 season. Could you get a second-rounder back? Sure. I think so. I mean, these are the conversations we have all the time that we're way off on. TJ Watt is a package, man. That's, you know, a first and a second. That's even though you got to pay him. I mean, he is, you know, one of the best players of his generation. He is, you know, a 7-time Pro Bowler, a 4-time first-team All-Pro player, a 5-time All-Pro player in general, a Defensive Player of the Year back in 2021, twice the runner-up to Myles Garrett, I'm assuming, as the Defensive Player of the Year. And then he would also finish 3rd and 4th in another year, including last year, in the Defensive Player of the Year. He's a dominant player. He's got 108 sacks in his 8 seasons in the NFL, 22.5 back in 2021, got hurt in 2022. Last 2 years, 19 sacks and 11.5 sacks last year. He's looking for a new deal. Like Terry, he's got a year left, but he wants to get paid now, and I think the Steelers will do it. But here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for I'm trying to gauge the reaction, because many of you have just, you know, you're just built for, no, we don't need to trade for anybody. We don't need to trade up. We don't need to pick a quarterback at number two. We could trade back and accumulate more picks. Trey Hendrickson, you know, we shouldn't be giving up future picks for a guy like that. So if we just said J.J. Watt and just say the difference would be like, you know, you got to give up a legitimate pick along with J.J. Watt. We'll just say, you know, two future seconds for J.J. Watt. Forget whether or not we have them or not. Just, you're going to have to give up a little bit more for Terry McLaurin. It's not what this guy suggested. He trades Terry to the Raiders and then brings J.J. Watt to Washington. But really what I'm looking for is, would you want J.J. Watt on the team if it meant not having Terry on the team? 301-230-0980. This one's easy. I mean, it's really easy. Yes, of course. You're going to give me one of the top two or three defensive players in the league for a guy who is really good. And by the way, a great culture, locker room, the whole nine yards. Yeah, it would leave Washington in a current, you know, bind at wide receiver. You know, you'd be going with, you know, hoping that Debo can play big time, hoping that Noah Brown's healthy and ready to go, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, Michael Gallup, the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, yeah, there would be a bit of, you know, Terry's very important to what they want to be offensively this year. Everybody understands that. You add T.J. Watt to this defense, and I think your chances of getting to the Super Bowl and winning it are better. You know, the option being T.J. Watt on the team, Terry McLaurin. I would take T.J. Watt every single day of the week and twice on Sundays. This is a no-brainer for me. Give me number 90 off the edge, wreaking havoc, needing to be game planned for, making it easier for everybody else on that defense, giving the offense the ball back much more than it got it back last year, turning teams over and giving the offense short fields. Yeah, his impact would be far greater in the ultimate goal of trying to get to the Super Bowl and win it than Terry's presence. And I value Terry's presence and want it and know we're going to get it more likely than not. But this would be an absolute no-brainer. Max, what do you say?
Yeah, it would pain me greatly to see somebody like Terry McLaurin, who has been around this team and on this team for as many years as he has, get shipped out for a guy, or not directly, but a guy like T.J. Watt in this scenario. But with the way that T.J. is able to affect the game on defense, the offensive line has to slide another man over or put a tight end on him, so they're already going a man down. Like you said, it feels like a no-brainer, but emotionally it would pain me. If you have an opportunity to bring a guy like T.J. Watt in and put him on this team, I think that's something you have to very much consider. And at the same time, you also have to look at the offense and the wide receiver room and say, all right, how can we supplement Terry McLaurin and his production in this offense with these receivers that we have on hand? And I think that's a lot easier to do on the offensive side of the ball with a guy like Jaden Daniels than it is on the defensive side of the ball with what we currently have in Dietrich Wise, Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell, guys like that.
When T.J. Watt came out in the 2017 draft, I was doing the show with Cooley. Cooley was so good at evaluating draft prospects. That particular draft, I'll never forget, after he watched T.J. Watt, and he came in one day and he just said, I have no idea why people are projecting T.J. Watt any less than like the second or third pick in the draft. He is the, and I think he said he's the best player in this draft along with Myles Garrett. And then he said also in that draft, I think this was the Christian McCaffrey draft, he said Christian McCaffrey is not only the best running back in this draft, he's the best wide receiver in this draft if they just wanted to line him up and play at wide receiver. And, but God, he loved T.J. Watt. He thought TJ Watt was going to be his brother and some. How many defensive player of the years did JJ Watt win? More than one, right?
JJ or TJ?
JJ. TJ's won one defensive player of the year. He's finished runner-up twice. JJ Watt had to win it more than once, right?
Three times, I think.
Three times?
That's according to StatMuse, but Wikipedia also says three times. So, yeah.
Yeah. And Washington, remember, had a chance in the 2010 draft to take J.J. Watt. They didn't. They traded back. They ended up selecting Ryan Kerrigan. Really good player, not J.J. Watt. Sometimes you got to be careful when you trade back that you're not passing up on a generational all-time Hall of Fame kind of player. All right, 301-230-0980. So, you know, take the draft picks, and it would cost more, obviously, to get Watt than we would get back for Terry. But would you be okay if after, you know, as Fox Sports' David Hellman writes, Washington ended up with TJ Watt and the Raiders ended up with Terry McLaurin? Rick in North Carolina, kick it off for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
TJ Watt would be my pick. I think it would come down to, like you say, numbers, you know, and pay. Would you rather pay TJ Watt $35 million a year or
yes.
pay Terry McLaurin $35 million a year?
The former.
I think we can not replace Terry, but I think with our offense and Cliff Kingsbury, I think we can the offense wouldn't really take a big hit, but
yeah, your phone isn't great. Sorry, Rick. Your phone, and maybe we can put him back on hold and get him back, but your phone's really muffled. But I think you said, would you rather pay Watt, you know, sort of in that Miles Garrett range of $40 million a year or something just short of it, or pay Terry, you know, closer to $30 million? I'd rather the former. Yeah, I'd rather have TJ Watt and pay him the going rate. They're basically both the same age. Let's go to Owen in Dallas. Owen, go ahead.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Owen.
So, you know, love Terry McLaurin. He's an absolute, you know, star in our organization, on the field, off the field. But looking at the trade, you can't get emotionally attached to players. You know, you learn this as a fan. You just can't get emotionally attached. So I would take TJ Watt. He's an immediate upgrade in what we need in the trenches. He's going to be an immediate impact player day one. And I do agree with you. He's going to be a better chance of us getting to a Super Bowl than Terry McLaurin. I believe you talked about this earlier in the season, like not too many teams are game planning for Terry. Sure, they're putting their best corner on him,
yeah.
But TJ Watt's going to be the number one focus for other teams playing against us. So
that's right.
I just think it's a much better upgrade. He's an immediate impact player, and it would suck to lose Terry McLaurin, but just thinking about this as a general manager, it's a no-brainer, like you said.
Yeah, I think it is. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Owen. We're talking about just, you know, one of these, you know, columns written, suggested trades with veterans looking for new contracts. And this gentleman at Fox Sports said, well, how about shipping Terry to the Raiders and then using all of that cap space that you're not going to spend on him to go get TJ Watt? And so I'm just asking, you know, would you be okay if somehow Terry got shipped out and TJ Watt got shipped in? I think it's absolutely a no-brainer. TJ Watt's a dominant defensive player, and his impact would increase the chances much more in getting to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl than Terry's presence. And Terry's presence is huge for them, you know, going for another 12 or 13 wins and having a chance to get to the Super Bowl, but not what TJ Watt's impact would be. Chad in Nashville, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey
man,
Chad,
first off, I'm glad your health's doing all right. It's been a minute,
thanks, man.
And I'm good. You scared me a couple weeks ago. So
I'm good, man.
I'm glad I get to listen to you. So, man, I changed my mind. I told him Terry, but after hearing you talk, I will say I don't think it's as easy, like laughing, like as easy of a decision. Maybe in as far as player, like you finally get him and he's on the field and stuff like that. But what you lose and what you're gaining, to me, is also a question as well, okay? He is in his eighth year as well. How many years do you think he still has left? At prime, just dog chasing the quarterback. How many years would you say?
Edge defensive ends, pass rushers, they age well, man. They age well.
They
We're watching one in Khalil Mack age very well. So they tend to age much better than receivers. So I would be part of the calculus, you know, that, you know, Watt and is, you know, they're basically the same age. Terry's the next draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two drafts later. So Terry's probably a year and a half younger. I'll figure it out. But I think you got 3 years of MVP caliber football from TJ Watt.
Okay, then if that's the case, yes, I'm doing it. It's going to hurt to get rid of Terry. But what we saw last year, and think about it, you got a quarterback in Jaden Daniels, the fourth best quarterback in the NFL, okay? Fifth best, if you want to say fifth best. Quarterbacks like that make receivers better, okay? Now, do we have a number one? That concerns me a little bit. But you got a quarterback that can throw anybody open. Can he run a 4-3? Can he catch a football? Okay, just tell him to be looking in Jaden Daniels' direction, okay? Because the ball's going to be there. So if that's the case, yes, you can afford to get rid of Terry, but just know that you might take a little bit of a step back with Jaden, don't you think? Possibly with statistics-wise. I mean, and you have to be okay.
It always helps if you've got a really good receiver. It always helps quarterbacks if you've got a top 10-ish kind of wide receiver, no doubt. And they wouldn't have one on the roster without Terry, unless Debo got back to, you know, prime Debo, you know, play.
Not
different,
a linebacker?
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Different way of getting the results.
Thanks, Kevin. Good.
Yeah, appreciate it. Chad, let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
So everything you say is true, but the only problem with the scenario is TJ Watt gets hurt too much. Take away the injury part of it, it's a no-brainer. But for my taste...
Played 17 the last 2 years. Played every single game the last 2 years. He was hurt in 2022. By the way, still made the Pro Bowl, only playing 10 games. But,
and wasn't he hurt the year before that also?
Played 15 out of the 16 games, because that was a 16-game schedule. So he missed a game. And then didn't miss... I mean, in his first four seasons, he missed 1, 2, 3 football games. In his first five seasons, excuse me, he missed 3 football games. And then in 2022, he missed... You know, I forget what the injury was. I'll look it up. But he missed 7 games.
Okay. take away the injury part of it is a no-brainer. That's my only worry. But let me ask you a question. So it seems to me that the
torn pec in 2022. Just FYI. Go ahead.
Okay. It seems to me that the NFL is stuck on this old mentality of once a player hits 30, it's all downhill from there. And to my way of thinking, it should be
not with quarterbacks.
Exception to the rule, but generally, overall, once a player hits 30, quarterbacks and offensive line, the exception, they look at them as a diminishing product. To my way of thinking, it should be dependent on the player. You should look at the potential of what they can do. Because if you think about it, this is an extreme example. Jerry Rice was excellent into his mid-30s.
Yeah.
For us, Henry Ellard was still that dude.
He was a great route runner.
Exactly. So yeah. Cheaper and younger isn't always better.
No.
So depending on the player, you should be willing to pay them. If you should have confidence in your ability to assess a player and say, yeah, this player still has it.
That's yeah, but it's a sport that once you reach a certain age at most positions, your performance starts to decline. We name the positions. O-line, quarterback, and actually pass rusher. Those tend to be the positions where you get high production in the 30s. We've seen Khalil Mack. We've seen Von Miller, you know, in terms of pass rushers. We've seen, I mean, we saw Aaron Donald in his early 30s. I mean, he didn't need to retire. You know, we've seen DeMarcus Lawrence be a good player into his 30s, right? I'm sure I'm forgetting others, but I wouldn't feel like T.J. Watt was a risk at 30 years old.
No, I'm not talking about T.J. Watt. I'm talking about Terry. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If we had Davante Adams at 32 versus Terry, would you pay Davante Adams $35 million?
No, but I think Davante Adams is going to be special this year in L.A. with Matt Stafford. And I think look, he was great without a quarterback in Vegas there for a couple of years. I think Davante Adams still has a chance to play at a high level. I think he's a rare player that we're going to see play at a high level into his early to mid 30s. But you can't pay him, you know, in the Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson range at this age. You're not guaranteed to get 3-4 years out of him.
See, that's the part I'm saying. He's 32.
Yeah.
Three year, $110 million contract. Put him at 30 between 33 and 35 million. You wouldn't make that deal?
No. What's it, his contract's much less than that right now, correct?
No, I'm saying if
no, I would not. I would not have Davante Adams at 35 to 40 million a year. Not at this age. No.
No. I said 32 to 35.
Maybe. What is he? He's 32 now or 33 now?
32, maybe 33.
Yeah. So I just pulled up right now for the Rams. Basically, he signed a 2-year, $44 million deal with the Rams. So they're paying him $22 million a year. So
no,
I guess the answer.
I understand that.
Yeah. The answer would be it's too rich. Even though I really like the player.
My whole point is if he is your guy, he's your number one guy, and he wants that kind of money, you wouldn't give it to him. If you believe that he's going to produce for the next 3 years, that's my whole point.
Yeah. If he's my guy, I don't know, man. To me, I actually think Davante Adams is better than Terry McLaurin right now. And I wouldn't give Terry 32, 33. So
I wouldn't disagree with that.
What'd you say?
I said I wouldn't disagree that he's better than Terry.
Yeah. Okay, but what's your point? Your point is still pay guys that you think are going to be great, even though they're entering their early 30s.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Off of a story in Fox at Fox Sports suggesting a few trades of veterans that are still trying to work out contracts, the writer sent Terry to Vegas and brought T.J. Watt to Washington. Understood T.J. Watt would be more expensive to bring to Washington than Terry would bring back in a trade. But how would you feel if Terry wasn't on the team and T.J. Watt was? 301-230-0980. We've got a phone line open if you want to weigh in. All of you on hold. I'll get to you next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.